Welcome to your five for today. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. They say the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and having sampled many puddings, I'd have to agree that the best looking aren't always the best tasting. Is the gospel message worth a taste then? I'd like to recount a true story this morning to illustrate its value and worth. Many years ago in America, a well-known preacher called Harry Ironside was preaching on a street corner in San Francisco. While he was speaking, he noticed a well-dressed man standing on the curb. The man took a card from his pocket and wrote something on it. He stepped forward and handed the card to Mr. Ironside. On one side was his name, and Mr. Ironside recognized who he was, for his name had been in the press. He had been giving talks up and down the west coast of America on agnosticism, that is, that it's impossible for human beings to know if there is a God. On the opposite side of the card, he had written the following words: "Sir, I challenge you to debate with me on the question agnosticism versus Christianity in the Academy of Science Hall next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. I will pay all expenses." Mr. Ironside read the card aloud and replied, "I am very much interested in this challenge, and I will be glad to debate with you, but on the following conditions. Namely, that in order to prove that you have something worth debating, promise to bring with you to the hall next Sunday two people, as proof that agnosticism is of real value in changing human lives and building true character. First, bring one man who was for years what we might commonly call a down-and-outer, whether a drunkard or a criminal of some kind, or a man who for years was under the power of evil habits from which he could not free himself, but who heard your message and was so deeply moved by it that he found that a new power had come into his life. The sins he once loved he now hates, and is now an entirely new person, a credit to himself and an asset to society, all because he has become an agnostic. Secondly, I would like you to promise to bring one woman of the same kind, and as she listened to your message, said in her heart, 'This is just what I need to free me from the slavery of sin,' and as a result she loathed the degraded life she had been living, and today she is an honoured position in society and living a clean, virtuous, happy life, all because she is an agnostic. Now then,' said Mr. Ironside to the gentleman, 'if you will promise to bring these two people with you as examples of what agnosticism will do, I will promise to meet you at the hall at the hour appointed next Sunday, and I will bring with me at the very least 100 men and women who for years lived in such sinful degradation as I have tried to depict, but who have been gloriously saved through believing the message of the gospel which you ridicule. I will have these men and women with me on the platform as witnesses to the miraculous saving power of Jesus Christ, and as present-day proof of the truth of the Bible.' The agnostic knew that he could never fulfill that demand and condition. To bring such persons that had been rescued from ruined lives through believing in his message, and edging through the crowd, he left the scene, while the crowd around clapped loudly. Our gospel proves itself by what it accomplishes, as people are saved from every walk of life, delivered from every type of sin, and live in the power of a joyous new life. The proof of the pudding, then: come taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him."